Well, the speculation, the guessing is over. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing announced this afternoon he will not run for re-election. Bing spent close to 20 minutes outlining his successes before, finally, announcing he will not run for another term as mayor. Nancy Caffer is the editorial writer for the Detroit Free Press, and she joins us now. Nancy, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, Nancy, the last time we had you on, Dave Bing had picked up the filing papers he needed to run again for mayor, and a lot of people said, oh, looks like he's going to do it, but that's certainly not how things turned out. Any idea what happened?
If I did, my stuff would be the most read stuff in the world because I'd be psychic or something. You know, I think that at the time when we spoke and he had just picked up the papers, a lot of people said, that's it, he's running, and we had to actually, if I recall, recalibrate our conversation because we realized that that was actually not what he was saying. It was that just he had simply picked up petitions and would decide at a later date if he were going to run. This has been a couple of weeks of where the will here, won't he, had been intensified with people saying, would he get these petitions if he wasn't going to run? Would he be getting signatures if he wasn't going to run? Would he be holding an event at the Wright Museum of African American History if he wasn't going to run? And the answer, of course, turned out to be yes, he would do all those things if he wasn't going to run.
And it took him quite a while to cut to the chase, like something like 20 minutes before he actually made it official. Is that is it unusual, or is that kind of a typical Dave Bing speechifying tactic?
You know what? The mayor is normally a very succinct speaker, and I was not actually there at the event, I should say. I was following it remotely via Twitter and via our reporting, and I was going nuts. I'm thinking, it started at 12. He should have come across with the goods by now. But, you know, the mayor is normally a very succinct speaker. He's not someone who really enjoys this rhetorical, you know, long-windedness that some people seem to. He's normally pretty gets to the punch pretty quickly. So yeah. I'd say that is not usual for him.
Well, does that maybe lead into the fact that he said he's going to establish an exploratory committee to examine, quote, other options, including the office of Wayne County Executive? So it seems like he's not ready necessarily to hang up a career in politics.
I will note that there is not actually a legal thing called an exploratory committee in Michigan campaign finance law. A lot of people say that they're going to establish an exploratory committee, and that's not actually, you can have a candidate committee, but in the sense that a presidential candidate establishes an exploratory committee, that's not a thing in local. It's a term people use sort of loosely for, I'm thinking about running.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to some folks and see what they say. Is he serious about running for Wayne County Executive? I don't know what to say about that. That is, there's been a lot of conversation about what will happen when Wayne County Executive Robert Fracano is up for re-election, and there's certainly been a lot of troubling activity in Wayne County government with people being indicted and an ongoing federal corruption scheme. I think it's very widely perceived that Fracano is vulnerable. But the other caveat to that has also been that he's not up for election until next year. And depending on how Fracano emerges from this investigation, he's not been charged with anything. It's all very up in the air.
Let's get back to the race for Detroit mayor, because that move today of saying I'm not running certainly has impact. In your view, how does this affect and shake up the race for mayor of Detroit?
Well, that's another good question. So the two front runners in this election are obviously Mike Duggan, formerly of the DMC, formerly Wayne County prosecutor, and Benny Napoleon, former Detroit police chief, current Wayne County sheriff, are obviously the two front runners. Duggan moved to the city specifically to run. Napoleon has neighborhood cred. And so there has been a lot of speculation that Napoleon would get sort of the, you know, it was in line to get sort of the old school Detroit vote. I don't know how Mayor Bing's presence in that lineup would have changed things, because the mayor also moved to the city to run and dealt with some of the same issues that
and innuendos
has dealt with, right, of being a carpetbagger or whatnot. How all these things would have played out is, we'll never find out, because we're not going to have that three-man race.
There we go. Nancy Caffer, editorial writer with the Detroit Free Press. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.